This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The numbers in the grand scheme of things are small, but every presidential election cycle, there's more than a handful of people in this country who, if their guy doesn't win, threaten to move to Canada. They're joking, mostly. Lauren Chulgen explains it's not that easy to actually pack up and move. It's not that cheap either.
Hannah Frame will be watching the upcoming election very closely from her dorm at Kalamazoo College in Michigan. The outcome of the election doesn't just affect her politically. It could have major ramifications for the rest of her life.
I don't want to live in a country whose fundamental policies I disagree with.
Frame says she's worried if Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney wins, it could mean the end of the Affordable Care Act. It could mean more draconian immigration policies. And these are all issues she feels very strongly about. Now, she's not saying she would head north on November 7th. She'd like to finish out college here, and she's got 3 more years to go. But from the sounds of things, she's pretty set on living in a place that thinks and acts like she does.
Especially being from Michigan, Canada's right across the border. It's not super far from home for me.
You can't just up and decide, you know what, I'm going to move up north and pack my bags.
Michael Niren is a managing partner of Niren and Associates Immigration Lawyers in Toronto. Niren will tell you straight up, immigrating to Canada is not easy.
A lot of people are shocked and surprised that they have to go through great expense and a lot of bureaucratic hurdles to make it.
First up, Niren says government fees for Canadian residency applications start as high as $1,500, even more if your spouse or kids are moving with you. And if you want a lawyer like Niren's help, it's going to be another few thousand dollars. There are lots of different routes to becoming a Canadian citizen. If you're a single working American who just wants out, for example, Niren says they'll ask you lots of questions. Not a lot of job experience? Your application gets marked down. Over 40 years old or have a bad medical history, your application gets marked down. Criminal background, your application gets marked way down. And when it's all said and done, Canada just might not want you.
The government wants to ensure that people who come to Canada contribute to the economy, who will make an impact, a positive impact in Canada, economically or culturally.
No matter how difficult the process, somewhere between 7 and 10,000 Americans become permanent residents of Canada each year, according to government numbers. But it's opportunity, not politics, that's luring them there, says Dimitri Papadimitriou, president of the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C.
It is, you know, the opportunity to actually grow in your job, opportunities for your family and children, you know, a system that seems to work, social protections that make sense. All of those things enter into the mix.
And he says for some Americans, the state of the U.S. economy makes the grass in Canada really seem much greener.
The fact that Canada was not hurt almost at all, or at least not in a significant way, by the crisis in 2008. You put all of those things together and you find most of the explanation.
But he says for many Americans who make the move, it won't really be a permanent thing. Once they advance their careers, they often return to the U.S. So what does all this mean for people like Hannah Frame, whose motivation for a move to Canada is political?
Obviously, moving is a huge hassle, but I'm going to be setting up a new home, and I want to set up a home somewhere I feel comfortable. And for me, I think it would be worth it to set up in Canada.
But she says if it doesn't work out, California could be an option. It's still pretty progressive, and she's heard the weather's better there, too. In Chicago, I'm Lauren Chulgen for Marketplace.